Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The last few podcasts I've recorded, I've been using a microphone, an external microphone for that is a USB microphone, and it was a $20 mic that I got off Amazon from a company called FiFine Technology. Includes all kinds of documentation in Chinese and that kind of stuff. It's pretty straightforward. Unfortunately, of course, a standard USB mic won't plug into an iPhone, and so I also bought a little adapter that converts between Lightning and USB. The microphone, I guess, draws just a little bit too much power for an iPhone. So, and fortunately, I have an iPad at the moment. So, I'm actually recording this on Twisted Wave on the iPad. And I tell you what, Twisted Wave is nice on an iPad because lots of screen real estate. And if I want to do audio editing, it certainly makes it a lot easier to do that. So, I've been testing it, and it seems to be working fairly well. Of course, you have to adjust the input gain a little bit as you're recording it. It's nice to have a directional mic, a little bit less issues. Although it's funny when I look at the waveform for my voice, it seems to, look a little different than it should. Of course, I'm taking the audio output and stuffing it through Auphonic, so hopefully it sounds much better and it is not this, garbled mess or whatever. So the audio quality is a little bit better. And my Twisted Wave is a good app for doing, post-production audio editing. But really, the way I record these podcasts is, it's one take. Sometimes I will stop and continue with thought or whatever if I don't feel like re-recording it. But, it's one take, and it pretty, I might cut the beginning and end off a little bit, and then it goes to Auphonic, which does the rest. I don't spend a lot of time on this, and if you listen to some of the better podcasts anyway, that's pretty much what they do. It's called live to tape, right? Where you record it live and it goes straight to tape, and there is no post-production editing. It just goes the way you recorded it, better or worse, right? I'm sure that there's things I could do to make my voice sound even better or whatever, but the amount of effort I'd have to put in versus the number of listeners I have and so on, it's certainly not worth doing. This USB mic just has a little stand, so I can set it on my desk, but I'm actually holding it kind of like a traditional microphone for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it just seems like that's what I feel like doing today anyway. Maybe the next time I record I don't do that, but it does make it hopefully it makes the audio quality of the podcast a little bit better, one would hope. Again, using Auphonic to do the post-production on it probably helps a lot more than that, but I've got a cheap USB mic and a cheap USB to a Lightning connector, and it could work on the iPhone, but I think the mic occasionally draws too much power, and so you'd get the not supported message when that happens, but it does not seem to be an issue on the iPad. So I'll have links to all of this fantastic stuff in the show notes if you're interested in buying it and trying it out and seeing what it's about. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.